How is it with your spirit? It's not some rhetorical question. I actually want to know, though you should probably wait till after service to tell me individually, or we'll be here for a while. I think this is the key question if we want to grow in our communities. And that might not seem obvious. In UU churches, it seems there's no shortage of talk about growth. How can we get more people in the door, and how can we get more members? How can we get more money in the stewardship campaign so we can pay our bills and maybe add a program or two, or make that staff member full-time instead of part-time? Maybe you've heard these things too. But the real question, I think, is this. How is your spirit? How is your true self? And don't just tell me how you are by saying what you did this weekend or what you did at work. Tell me how you really, really are. I want to know, and we, this community of people, want to know. If we aren't concerned with each other, with our real selves, then what are we doing here? Because growth is not just about bringing more bodies through the door. If that's our only aim, we're doomed to fail. Growth is about and needs to be about the transformation of lives and the forming and strengthening of relationships. This is spiritual growth, growth in the depth, not just the breadth of our communities. So in that story we heard earlier, the abbot goes to his friend to speak of his woes and to ask for advice. And as I have found true of my personal experiences with rabbis, he doesn't actually get an answer. Maybe you've had the same experience. The rabbi does not give an answer, at least not in any obvious way. Instead, he talks about this dream he had. I can hear the answers the rabbi could have given, though. Can you? Start a Facebook page. Hire a growth consultant. Put some billboards up around town. Advertise. Maybe put in that central air conditioning and new hardwood floors, start a capital campaign to add a wing to the old building. I'm guessing many of us have heard these ideas or something like them. And it's not that these ideas are wrong or right or good or bad, but they're only strategies, not deeper answers. Because we can advertise or use social media or build new wings, and we probably should, until the cows come home. But that's not what's going to grow our communities, not by themselves. So then, perhaps it is no surprise the rabbi makes no such suggestion. None of those great ideas, and he gives no strategy, nothing the abbot can go do to fix his problem. Instead, this strange little nugget of a vision, one of you is the Messiah, that great spirit that will bring peace and usher in a new age. And no wonder the abbot is baffled. I would be too. One of us, he thinks, very, very doubtfully. But in the great spirit of pragmatism, he figures it can't hurt to act as if that might be true, right? And so it begins, that little thought is planted, and it becomes something great over time. The brothers treat each other so reverently that all who see can't help but take notice. And soon others want to join that community too. They want to be a part of something so amazing, so transformative. This weekend, as so many of my colleagues and friends are in Selma, Alabama, 50 years after Bloody Sunday, I thought of this too, that they want to be a part of something great, to remember the tragic times, but also the triumphs, and to look forward to a new age in which we might move towards a greater, more just, more loving community. I said earlier that growth is a matter of depth first and also second in breadth. I like to compare it to a forest, that we could go plant 1,000 saplings, and maybe we should, but it will not replace the loss of a single massive redwood. At least not for a long, long time. Growth in our depth of spirit is the thing we must strive for, and growth in numbers will come. And in fact, we have to do both, actually. Seeds must be planted every week as they are here, but we must also nurture the strong growing trees we already have so that they grow stronger and provide shade and shelter and stability and guidance. A forest needs big trees and small ones, and it needs many trees, too, close together and living with and among one another. And so it is with our communities. We tend to saplings every week, to our two-month-old in the nursery, to new members coming through the doors, to visitors, attempting to begin that process of spiritual transformation that can happen in a religious community, that thing they're coming here for that they don't even know. But we also must nurture our great spirits, those faithful, already deeply committed to this community and to its people. We have to honor them, and one way we do that is by taking our relationships with one another seriously, by supporting and sometimes by challenging each other to live out our faith in our daily lives, not just on Sunday mornings, to go ever deeper in our spiritual journeys through good times and bad. Our communities are here to grow deep spirits, to grow relationships between people so that we can then go transform the world. And if we do that, the people will come flocking as they did to that abbey. It's not easy work, but nothing worth doing is. And I still think it starts with that simple question. How is it with your spirit? So today, if I can give you one challenge, it would be this. Ask someone, someone you know well, someone you don't, ask someone how their spirit is. You might not use those words. You might say, Fred, how are you doing today? I really want to know what's going on with you. Maybe we could find a time to talk over coffee or lunch. I look at a congregation like this, like so many I've seen, and I wonder which of you might be the Messiah among us. Is it you or you or you? I suppose there's even some tiny chance it might be me, though I doubt it. So friends, let's ask each other how our spirits are and listen to the answers. And then get to the work of growing them ever deeper. And may it be so now and forevermore.